The New Science of Physical Health.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to this next episode, this next lesson in the series related to health adaptations. So when you look into the perfect health lesson, this one diagram that I've created, one framework that's built around my 40 years of teaching experience, almost 40 years as I record this, and built around my work with over 100 PhDs in disciplines like exercise physiology, cardiology. These people I've interviewed, worked with, or consulted with, people in public health, vascular medicine, molecular biology, endocrinology, exercise oncology. When you look at what we're doing here in this, if this is the first lesson you've picked up on in the health adaptation series, is there's between 16 to 20 different health adaptations, specific health adaptations that I'm looking at from you developing and creating in your own life what is called the correct dose of physical activity. And if you have already listened to some of the series, I think this is the third lesson that we're up to now in health adaptations. But if you've listened to some of the previous lessons, you'll know that by creating the correct dose of physical activity, which we explain in different sections of the Perfect Health lesson, this 1 hour lesson, by creating the correct dose of physical activity, you will generate molecular and physiological health adaptations inside your body that are 100% guaranteed to drive down your risk of sickness, disease, and premature death, particularly focused around the big four: obesity or excess weight, catastrophic cardiovascular events, the high blood sugar and leading to diabetes and pre-diabetes, and the cluster of conditions known as metabolic syndrome and metabolic disease. So what we're looking at in these health adaptations is the evidence behind, clinically validated evidence, the evidence behind the work that you can do with the correct dose of physical activity, which I'll explain what that is in just a moment, and then we'll get into this health adaptation for this lesson, which is all focused around an area known as inflammation, a big driver of premature death, premature sickness, and premature disease. But before we get to that, before we get to this topic of this health adaptation episode, which is inflammation, I want you to remember what we're focusing on here in the whole series of between 16 and 20 different molecular and physiological health adaptations is this fact, that of all the medical research that's ever been done in the field of physical activity, planned or unplanned, nutrition, and drug therapy or pharmacology, in all of those three areas that you can choose to work with, the one that I'm talking about right now, the correct dose of physical activity, which is simply defined as raising your CRF score. If you've never heard about that, dive into the full 1 hour lesson of called the Perfect Health lesson, that full 1 hour framework. Raising your CRF score. This is the way it works. Every person in between the first decade of your adult years, 20 to 29, every person, male and female, has a CRF score. And based on your decade bracket, so I'm in the decade of 50 to 59, I'll be 58 in a couple of months as I record this, I'm in that decade. You might be listening to this and you're in the 40 to 49 decade, or you might be in the 30 to 39 decade, or the 20 to 29 decade. You may even be in the 10 to 19 decade. You may be a teenager listening to this. We have people, and you may be older. You may be in the 60 to 69, 70 to 79, 80 to 89. I know there's a few people who've listened to this who are in the 90 to 99 category. Every single person listening to this has a current CRF score. And I talk about in a previous lesson in detail an explanation of what that is. That's not for this lesson. We're going to focus in on the health adaptation. If, and that CRF score can be broken up into quartiles. So it's really a measure, in a simple term, a simple, easy to way to understand. CRF score is a measure of how capable your body is at being physically healthy. That's what it's a measure of. You can be broken up into different quartiles. So the bottom 25, so all those decade brackets I just mentioned, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, so on, wherever you sit out of those decades right now, or 10 to 19 and beyond, wherever you sit right now, your CRF score could be in the bottom 25% for your age bracket, or it could be in the next bracket, the 25 to 50%, or the 50 to 75, or the 75 to 100. You're in one of those four quartiles, if you like, based on your score. So we have tables produced by worldwide PhD group of exercise physiologists that can classify you into either the bottom 25%, the next 25%, the next 25%, or the top 25%. So every person who is in the bottom 25%, the great news is, with the correct dose of physical activity, you can raise your score. Nobody is eliminated from being in the top 25%. It's not like taking a test where only a certain amount of people can qualify at the top band. Every person can qualify for that. It's just that people don't. And I predominantly believe, after nearly four decades of teaching, people don't, because they don't understand the power of CRF scores. So here's the power of it, to explain very briefly. I'm almost in the top 2.5% of people my age, between 50 and 59, of a CRF score. It currently sits at 44. I have a piece of software that's used from the Perfect Health lesson that has a prediction based on my current physical activity this week. The software that we use, the health impact software that I've talked about before, that predicts where I'll be in 90 days. In 90 days from now, or actually less than 90 days, I will be in the top 2.5% for my age and my gender of CRF scores. Now, here's the brief description of the power of a CRF score. Me being in the top 2.5% based on today's physical activity, and being compared to the bottom 25% of people. So I'll give you an example. I've got a CRF score of 44. The bottom 25% would have a CRF score of below 29. So there are millions and millions and millions of people who are males, who are 50 to 59 years of age, who have a CRF score of 29 or below. People who, and like, I've done the work to almost be at 47. I'm currently at 44, so I'm just out of, I'm in the top 25%, but my objective was to get into the top 2.5%, because that would drive health adaptations, molecular and physiological health adaptations. It's the best way I can describe it is, gravity works for everybody. You can't jump off a building and say, I defy gravity. You can if you have a parachute on, but you have to jump from a higher distance because off a building, a parachute, most buildings are not going to work. So gravity works for everybody because it's an immutable law. It's a physical reality that every single person is subject to. If you go onto the moon, there's virtually zero gravity. But here on Earth, gravity exists for everybody. The reason I might bring that point up is because by raising your CRF score from the bottom percentile, if you're in that percentile, up to the top percentile, 2.5%, using the correct dose of physical activity, which is inside the work we have on the book or the online classroom called The Perfect Health Lesson, how you're going to do that. By achieving that, you will have a difference of 400%. So what I mean by that is the amount that you'll impact the health adaptations, the improvements in your body. You're like a person who's at the bottom 25% compared to the top 2.5%. It's a 400% difference in health adaptations. Health adaptations that are immutable, meaning they cannot be changed, or the better way to describe it is, you will improve by 400%. There's nothing to stop any person who's currently in the bottom 25% from getting into the top 2.5%, because it's not based on genetics and it's not based on your skill or your talent. It's based on workload and effort of the correct dose, meaning you don't have to be an athlete to be in the top 2.5% for your age and gender. I am nothing like an athlete now. I was when I was younger, but I have no leftover impact of being an athlete when I was a teenager or a young adult. Today, at nearly 58 years of age, I have no athleticism about me, but I do the correct dose of physical activity because I want to drive an improvement in my health adaptations so that I'm at low risk from excess complications related to excess weight, obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, the number one cause of premature death, diabetes, high blood sugar, and metabolic syndrome. I don't want to be at risk of complications from those things because I don't want premature permanent sickness. I don't want premature permanent disease, although I'll talk about another episode. I do have some disease, but it's quite well managed because of creating health adaptations. Nothing is as powerful. You cannot gain the power of health adaptations from nutrition, and you cannot gain the power of health adaptations from pharmacology. Not to say you shouldn't use those two things, because I do, but I use the correct dose of physical activity more because it has a more powerful influence over my longevity and my health span. So let's tuck into, that's a brief explanation. Let's tuck, and I want to continue to hammer that point home and in various different ways and techniques every time I talk about health adaptations. But let's walk through inflammation. Inflammation, from a cardiologist's point of viewpoint, refers to the body's complex biological response to harmful stimuli, such as pathogens, damaged cells, irritants, aimed at causing cell injury. So you get injured tissue and damage, and that damage to the blood vessels in particular, in the context of cardiologists, inflammation plays a pivotal role in the development and progression of various cardiovascular diseases. You get a cut, it starts to heal, it's all red if it's a big, deep cut and quite a wound. That's inflammation. Guess what? You get inflammation inside your arteries if you have a low CRF score. The incorrect dose of physical activity causes inflammation inside your blood vessels, and picture it in your mind, like a deep cut or a big wound on your arm that heals over and it's all red and raw. That's inflammation. Chronic inflammation, particularly in the blood vessels, is implicated in what's called the pathogenesis of atherosclerosis. And we talked about that before in another episode. That's where the arterial walls become inflamed due to the buildup of fatty deposits and immune cell infiltration. The inflammatory response, this response, contributes to the formation of plaques that narrow the arteries, leading to reduced blood flow and potentially causing catastrophic heart attacks and strokes, catastrophic cardiovascular events. Inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, CRP, and interleukins are often monitored in cardiovascular assessments by cardiologists to gauge the presence and severity of inflammation, aiding in risk assessment and treating strategies for various types of cardiovascular diseases. Managing inflammation is increasingly recognized as an important aspect of preventing and treating the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, catastrophic cardiovascular events. You do that through, and you create health adaptations through correct lifestyle modifications. The most important one I just went through, the correct dose of physical activity by raising your CRF scores. Medication, so pharmacology, so with targeted therapies, so that's what cardiologists and doctors will do if you need to have that have an impact on your blood vessels. But improving your CRF score significantly can impact the clinical complications related to inflammation in your blood vessels. And everybody gets this, by the way, because as I've talked about before, atherosclerosis, inflammation in the blood vessels, begins in the first decade of adult years. So let me run through very quickly now seven different things, or seven different factors, if you like, on how raising your CRF score from the correct dose of physical activity will drive down your clinical complications from inflammation. If you raise your CRF score, these things will happen to you, not might happen to you. That's the difference about health adaptations from the correct dose of physical activity. We know these things to be true. Here's number one: reduced systemic inflammation through something called cytokine regulation. Now, the question quickly becomes, what are cytokines? They're small proteins that play a crucial role in the human body's immune response, especially during inflammation. Think of them as messengers that cells use to communicate to each other. In the context of inflammation, when the body detects an injury, say inside the blood vessels, in an infection or any other threat, immune cells release cytokines to signal and coordinate the inflammatory response. These cytokines have various effects, such as, here's an example, attracting more immune cells to the site of inflammation, promoting the removal of damaged cells, and regulating the overall immune activity. While cytokines are essential for healthy immune response, an imbalance or overproduction of cytokines can contribute to chronic inflammation and various diseases. Therefore, maintaining a proper balance of cytokines is crucial for a well-balanced system. Here's the interesting thing. Regular physical activity, the correct dose of physical activity, can lead to a more balanced cytokine profile, reducing systemic inflammation, particularly inside the blood vessels, particularly where atherosclerosis happens, that disease we've talked about in a previous lesson on health adaptation. So that happens to everybody. The second thing that happens to everybody who raises their CRF score through the correct dose of physical activity, they have improved endothelial function. Endothelial cells are the lining inside your blood vessels. Remember, you have enough blood vessels to wrap around the earth. I've said that many times before in many other lessons, and it continues to shock people. I have some other lessons where I talk about just how many miles or kilometers here in Australia that you have of blood vessels, but it's insane. That's predominantly because of the volume of blood vessels in the brain and also in the kidney and also in the lungs, as well as in other parts of arms and legs and everywhere else, but particularly those areas have high volume of blood vessels. So you get enhanced nitric oxide production. Nitric oxide, this molecule that's released every time you participate in the correct dose of physical activity, it promotes the release of nitric oxide, which is something called a vasodilator. Improves the endothelial function, that's the cells inside the lining of the blood vessels. Healthy endothelial cells contribute to reduced inflammation inside the blood vessels by regulating the adhesion of immune cells and maintaining vascular tone. It particularly gives you nice, flexible blood vessels, not ones that bend, ones that expand and contract really well. That's what vascular tone actually means. The more your blood vessels expand and contract easily, meaning you have less arterial stiffness, less chance of inflammation, less complications. Third thing, you get antioxidant defense mechanisms from raising your CRF score. Increased antioxidant activity enhances the body's defense mechanisms, reducing something called oxidative stress. Lower levels of oxidative stress help mitigate damage to the blood vessels caused by free radicals, therefore reducing inflammation. I'm only touching on these things. We could do such a more in-depth explanation of this from a scientific point of view, from a understanding at the structural level, but I dive into that more inside other parts of the Perfect Health Lesson classroom. So number four, raising your CRF score causes a modulation of the immune response. An improved immune function, the correct dose of physical activity, which leads to a raised CRF score, regulates the immune response, promoting a more balanced immune system. This modulation helps control excessive inflammation, preventing immune cell infiltration into your blood vessel walls. Remember, the leading cause of sickness, disease, and premature death is cardiovascular events, particularly heart attack and stroke. The leading contributor to that happening, heart attack and stroke, catastrophic cardiovascular events, is atherosclerosis, about 90% of all heart attacks and strokes. So if you have a better preventing immune cell infiltration into your blood vessel wall, you decrease the drive of atherosclerosis, the progression of it. Number five, remember the seven, adipose tissue regulation, control of something called adipokines. It's a hard word to understand. The correct dose of physical activity helps regulate adipokines. They're molecules released by adipose tissue. You want to know what adipose tissue is? If you've never heard of it, it's fat cells. The word adipose or adiposity is the scientific name for fat cells. So raising your CRF score helps regulate these molecules called adipokines. By maintaining a healthy balance of these things that most people never heard of, adipokines, the correct dose of physical activity reduces chronic low-grade inflammation associated with being overweight or obese, excessive adiposity. So excessive adiposity just means excessive weight. Number six, lowering cardiovascular risk factors. You get an improvement in your overall metabolic profile by raising your CRF score. The correct dose of physical activity helps manage risk factors like hypertension, high blood pressure, which we go into in one of the health lessons, the health adaptations we've just gone through. This is health adaptation number three. I think that was health adaptation number two. High blood sugar and pre-diabetes and diabetes helps regulate obesity, which we just talked about in the adipokines. All of those things, hypertension, diabetes, and obesity, contribute to chronic inflammation inside the blood vessels. They're all linked together. They all drive chronic inflammation in the blood vessels and the heart. By addressing these risk factors, by raising your CRF score, you indirectly reduce inflammation. Number seven, the last one. By raising your CRF score, you get something called improved cardiac efficiency. The correct dose of physical activity, which is reflected by a high CRF score, strengthens the heart muscle, making it more efficient in pumping blood. This efficiency reduces the strain on the cardiovascular system, minimizing the potential for inflammation-related complications. Those are seven things. You can keep going back over those. They are what I would describe the immutable laws of molecular and physiological health adaptations. If you're in the bottom quartile of CRF scores, the bottom 25% for your, say you're in the 20 to 29 year old bracket, male or female, listening to this, and say your CRF score is 32, that would put you in the bottom 25%. If you raise yourself from a CRF score of 32 to 37, that would move you up into the next bracket, the 25 to 50% bracket, or 26 to 50% bracket. That would mean that you improve those seven things that we've just gone through. If you continue to use the correct dose of physical activity for you, then you will increase and you get up into the 51 to 75% bracket for your age and gender. Say you get your CRF score up to 41, 42, and you're in the next quartile, you'll improve again those seven things that I've just mentioned that reduce your clinical complications of inflammation, and then continue right up into the top band of CRF scores. Out of the three areas that you can control or be involved in, they are physical activity, the raising your CRF score, nutrition, modifying the eating habits that you have, and the third area is pharmacology, working with your doctor or cardiologist or whoever it is that you work with, but particularly medical doctors, to get pharmacology if you need pharmacology. They're the ones who decide that. Out of those three categories, The one that has the most power and influence at reducing inflammation is actually the first one, raising your CRF score. How you go about it is not for this lesson. What your CRF score actually means and how you define it and what it actually is inside the human body is not in this lesson. It's in another part of the Perfect Health lesson that I work with. But I want you to understand that inflammation is one of the most critical drivers of premature death, premature sickness and permanent sickness, and premature disease and permanent disease. You want to avoid inflammation at all costs, but depending where you are in those different age categories, those different decade categories, depends on how much inflammation you have. The closer you are to mine, and the lower your CRF score has been through each of those decades, the more inflammation you will have had, guaranteed. But the great news is, even if you're in my decade or older, and you've decided now, that's it, I'm gonna do something about the inflammation process, I wanna create a positive molecular and physiological health adaptation and drive down my inflammation, if you raise your CRF score, it'll have an immediate impact on all those areas. Can't wait to teach you more about health adaptations as we move on to the next one in this series of 16 or so lessons. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Let's create more molecular and physiological health adaptations using the most powerful category there is, raising your CRF score. Don't discount nutrition. Don't discount pharmacology if your doctor says you need it. But the most powerful out of all those three areas is raising your CRF score. See you at the next lesson where we talk more about molecular and physiological health adaptations and creating positive ones for you. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.